face here. Let's be real, man. I know you got that money from Leon.
Okay, I know you know that, Tom.
That's all bad, bro.
Tom, it's done already, all right? Why don't you just leave, bro? Just leave. I got this. I paid you your money back, so we even. Ain't nothing else to talk about. Tom, don't be bringing up no old memories, man. Okay? Don't be bringing them up. Okay? Because I never do.
I know. Maybe we should.
Tom, do you think I asked y'all for that money because I felt like y'all owed me something? Huh? Okay?
No.
You don't? Okay, because I did. I asked as a friend.
Hola amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. It's July 8th, 2020, and you're tuned in to Soap Night. And tonight's special podcast is it's brought to you by Take Two Radio Network. Check out Take Two Radio Network. Over 3 million listeners, there's entertainment interviews, and they discuss everything from Bold and Beautiful, Young and the Restless, General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, and recaps. You can also catch them on iHeartRadio and Spotify under podcasts. Alright, don't go away, we'll be right back. Get the party started, and I got a special announcement you can't miss. It all comes up in just a minute. Right after this song. Alright, let's kick it off with Young and the Restless. Here's a real classic moment. Enjoy!
When Courtney asked you where you got those drugs, and you said it didn't matter. Well, Finn, it damn well did!
You said you had no clue what it was!
Yeah, which was stupid, seeing as you got the stuff from a stranger who turned out to be a killer.
What did this person even have on you that could even make you consider putting us in danger?
I was flunking a class. I couldn't afford to have an F on my transcript, not if I wanted to get into law school, so I took care of it. Took care of it.
How?
He took a page from my book, hacked his way into the school's main server, and suddenly that F became a passing grade. Somehow this person found out and threatened to go to the dean of students. My whole future would have been ruined. I would have been expelled from school.
Your future, just like my husband's and my best friend's. Oh, no, wait, they don't have a future thanks to you.
This is all about a grade? You could have just repeated the class.
Austin and Courtney were murdered, Fed. They were murdered.
What?
And you would not even get kicked out of school?
What do you want me to say? Okay, I am sorry.
No,
hold on, I am sorry, but what the hell? The list goes on.
Meanwhile, you're just out west while we're walking around terrified. You are covering your own ass and hiding important information.
All right, look, I know that we're all upset, but put yourself in Fenn's shoes for a minute.
Kevin, you don't have to defend me.
He was finally off drugs, finally out of trouble, going to college like a normal kid. And then he messes up bad because of a failing grade. Starts receiving anonymous threats. He can't tell his parents, dump it all on them, not with his dad so sick, and his mom so concerned about taking care of his dad.
It's no excuse, Kevin. It's no excuse. You know it.
Okay, fine. How many people in this room haven't done something so totally stupid and destructive they wish they could just take back? Summer. Abby. Come on, Stitch. Mariah, I mean...
Yeah, it's true. I've done some terrible things, but I've never gotten anyone killed.
Finn didn't know anybody was gonna die. That was the killer, not him.
Doesn't bring my fiancé back.
Finn is just as much to blame as if he killed Austin and Courtney himself. All he had to do on the night of my party was tell us that someone was trying to force you to drug the punch. Let us in on it from the beginning. Then we wouldn't have passed out and woken up to find Austin bludgeoned to death. But no, you didn't give a damn about anyone but yourself.
I know there's nothing I can do except say how sorry I am.
You're right before. Sorry doesn't even begin to cut it. If you trusted your friends enough to help you, then my husband and Noah's fiancé might still be with us.
We don't know that. Well, like hell we don't. Two innocent people paid for your stupid mistake with their lives. Their blood is on your hands. I'm never gonna forgive you. Neither is Summer.
You played God with all of our lives, Finn.
Finn is just a kid. People his age mess up. Hell, we all do. I did. I still do. Can you all see how upset he is? How about showing just a little bit of compassion? No? Nothing? Ben, help me out here.
Sorry, man. I can't disagree with the thing they said.
Let's just hope that Paul can take that envelope and find a DNA match. And they can put that murdering scum away before somebody else gets hurt. Or worse.
Pulling out a classic archive for y'all. This is when Sheila threatened to take the baby and run. Enjoy.
Scott, help me to understand. I was under the impression we had a wonderful sex life after we got married, and now you're telling me something different.
I've given you the only explanation there is, Sheila.
That's why you haven't gone to see a doctor.
There's no need for me to see a doctor because I don't have a problem.
What are you telling me? You don't have a problem with anyone but me, right?
I didn't say that.
You didn't need to. Maybe the truth is there's another woman trying to...
Oh, Sheila, what the hell are you talking
about? It's Lauren, isn't
it? No, it's not Lauren!
What, do I look stupid to you? You think I don't know why Paul Williams came here to see me?
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about Paul Williams. He's in love with Lauren Fenmore. He's her ex-husband. He wants her back. He'd have clear sailing if you weren't in the way.
Sheila, listen to me. You're imagining all this.
You think Paul came here to sound me out because he cared about our happiness? No. He came here looking for one of two answers, Scott. If our marriage was solid, he'd have Lauren all to himself. But if we were having problems with our marriage, he knew that he'd have to compete with you for Lauren.
You know, I swear, sometimes I think you're losing it, Sheila.
Oh, no, on the contrary. I don't intend to lose a thing. Especially you. I want you to understand something, Dr. Granger. I am not going to let Lauren take you away from me. I know that's what she's trying to do.
You were way off base, okay?
No, you listen. And you listen good. I am not going to let you go. I love you. And if you're entertaining any ideas of leaving me for Lauren or any other woman for that matter, I will take the baby and I will run. You'll never see either one of us again. You won't even know how to find us. You'll never see your son again. I promise you that. Am I making myself clear, Scott?
Here's another classic. When Jill sues Lauren for half of Fenmore's.
Bitch!
Wow, that was fast. What'd you do, run every red light? You're suing me for half of Fenmore's.
But the cash,
oh,
Lauren!
Oh, wait, because I can see dollar signs where your eyeball... Judge is going to agree with
you. You are going to regret speaking to me this...
Oh, Jeremy. These are gorgeous and so unique. Well, I guess it'd have to be when you're designing for Madonna and Lady Gaga.
Don't forget Miss Piggy.
Well, good. I bet out of everyone, she was the hardest to please.
You have no idea. But I toned it down a little for this collection.
You mean no one-legged pants?
No. I felt like the Finmore's customer needed to be a little bit more practical.
I don't know how you did it. They're outrageous, they're wearable, and affordable. I don't know who's luckier. My customer or me. I'm really honored to be able to carry the Jeremy Scott line at Fenmore's.
That's a huge compliment coming from you.
So tell me, when can we start shipping?
Right away.
And can we make this an exclusive contract?
Yeah, have your attorneys drop the papers and drop them off at my offices.
Great, thank you.
You know, I've dressed a lot of celebrities and had some crazy success in this business, but I've always dreamt of selling my designs here at Fenmore's.
You're kidding.
No. Ever since I was little, I'd take my sister's dolls and make clothes for them and have her pretend to be Neil Finmore and purchase the whole line because it was so fabulous.
Well, your designs are fabulous, and my father would have scooped them right up.
Is this him? Your father?
Yeah. And my grandfather. That was the first day of their first store in New York. You know, they donated the proceeds from that week to the local charities.
Your father seems like a wonderful man.
Yeah, he does.
All this space for my collection?
Yeah, absolutely. And see these circular racks? These are for the dresses, which we can adjust the height depending on the length of the gown. And if you need shelves, we can put them right there.
It looks great.
Yeah.
What about signage?
Oh, easy. I was thinking here, and what about there? Good, huh?
Yeah, perfect. Everything looks great. I guess the only thing is the window displays. I feel like they're crucial for sales.
Completely. I do. Would
you excuse me?
Sure.
Thanks.
Jill, this is not a good time.
Is that the Jeremy Scott?
I mean, the Jeremy Scott who designs for Rihanna and Katy Perry?
Yes. Yes, and in the middle of the meeting.
Oh, good. It's a good thing I came by then. Mr. Scott. Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. I'm Jill Fenmore, Neil Fenmore's other daughter. Is this how you're planning to display Jeremy's collection?
Lauren worked out the layout. I think it's terrific.
Oh, no. It's all wrong. Jill, we want to showcase Jeremy at the front of the store. That way, our consumer can see what kind of product we sell at Fenmore's and come in and see.
Yeah, but you see, there's never been any evidence that that kind of strategy works.
I have another appointment. Why don't I let you ladies work this out, and I'll see you guys later.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
It was lovely meeting you.
Lovely meeting you.
Would you excuse us?
Yes.
I will call you, and we will finalize the details of our agreement, okay?
What about your sister?
She won't be a problem.
Bye-bye.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
You're unbelievable.
Letting into a private meeting with a high-profile designer.
In case you have forgotten, I used to be the CEO of Chancellor Industries and Chabot Cosmetics. I have years of experience in advertising and marketing.
Why wouldn't you want to take advantage of a sister who has all that to offer?
You need to get it through your head.
I don't want you as a business partner or a friend. And I sure as hell don't want you as a sister.
Here we got Lauren Fenmore and Danny Romolati singing together back in the 80s.
Thank you.
All right, time to switch over to One Life to Live.
Responsibility as assistant principal to keep this from happening again. To Shane or anyone else. Now, where did it start?
Jack Manning and some of his friends.
Brad, did you have anything to do with this?
I went online and there it was. I don't know who would have...
You found him. Shane, you all right? How did you end up on that stairway? It leads to the roof. Mr. Balsam?
You could take the video off my face, but everyone's already seen it. I don't know how much good it'll do.
Well, it'll do me good to know that it's gone.
Guess what we're gonna do now? We're gonna delete your MyFace account.
Mom, come on.
I told you the consequences to this. I gave you fair warning.
Fair? Are you kidding? None of this is fair.
Yeah, I bet Shane felt the same way when you had the whole school gang up against him. Against a boy who did nothing to deserve it.
So how is getting rid of my MyFace going to fix anything?
It won't, Jack. But it's the least that I can do. I should send you off to military school or jail.
You should forget about worrying about what stairway we use to start asking yourself what's going on with your vicious little students.
Let's just get Shane home.
I want you to know we're investigating this incident with the video.
Oh, now you're investigating? Well, don't you think that's a little late?
We intend to discipline the perpetrators and make sure this disgraceful mishap is never...
Are you serious? Do you have any idea what happened here?
Dad, please. Max, don't. It's enough.
Okay. Video's gone. Happy now? Or do you still want to send me to jail? Or military school?
I wouldn't be a jerk right now if I were you, Jack.
Thanks. But I don't need your help.
I am trying to help you make this easier on yourself.
Yeah? Look who's talking, Little Miss Perfect. Or didn't you get yourself knocked up in high school?
Hey, hey! You do not talk to your sister like that, you hear me?
It's okay, Mom. I never said that I was perfect, Jack, and I have made a lot of mistakes, okay? But I'm pretty sure this has nothing to do with me. She's absolutely right, because this is all about you. You and your little thugs in training who thought it was so funny to torment another kid.
How long am I gonna have to listen to this?
Leave the computer here.
One email, okay? I need to tell my friends who decided to annihilate my MyFace account.
You can tell your friends when you see them at school tomorrow. I told you, no internet. And if you need to do a little research for a class or whatever, you can use my computer and I'll watch, okay? Until then, Looky, looky, this is a pencil. I suggest you use it.
All right, for all you Days of Our Lives fans, I pulled it out for you when Bo meets Hope for the first time.
Send that beer over the table.
Which table is that?
The one with the little girl attached to it. You alone?
Not anymore. If you buy me a beer.
Sure, I can do that for you.
Wrong. Look, when you're finished and you're ready to go home, I'll take you, okay?
Who's he, your guardian angel?
No, I am a friend of hers. Please don't forget that.
Sure. Why is he so worried about you?
Everyone seems to be. I think we're afraid I'll have some fun if they're not careful.
Oh. You want to have a little fun tonight?
Depends on what you're talking about.
Just a little ride on my motorcycle, that's all.
Give me a lift home?
Whatever.
Okay, let's go.
Alright, I'm right behind you.
Nice bike.
Yeah, she is. What'd you say your name was?
I didn't.
Oh, great. Holding a cute one tonight. Where do you live, Lady X?
Out by the lake.
Oh, by the lake? Your parents must have some bucks.
We do okay.
Where do you go to school?
State Teachers College.
No. High school.
Yeah. Lincoln.
That's what I thought. Here, put this on. Keep your pretty head safe. Okay. Pretty little rich kid who's nothing but a pain. You got it?
Look, you don't want to drive me home, then just say so.
Nah. I think I can put up with you for the 10 minutes it'll take to drop you off at your folks. Here, hop on. Ready?
All right, here's another classic Days Super Soap couple. Here's Lucas slaps Sammy. Oh boy.
Times do I have to tell you to get out? Get out and leave me alone.
I'm not going anywhere, not if you like this.
Well, I'd ask you to join me for a drink, but you know what?
That is not fun. Look what happened to me when I was drinking.
Well,
I almost lost everything, including my life. It's not a game.
Bottle, Lucas, I'm having a drink and you can't stop me.
Do you want to bet?
Damn you, why are you doing this?
Because I care about you, that's why.
Oh, give me a break, you don't care about me. Do you just want to get custody of our son?
What? No, Sammy, that's not true, I don't.
The hell it isn't. Will is the only good thing I have in my whole pathetic life. You know, you're probably right, just take it. Take him away from me. Do it, because I ruin everything I touch anyway, right?
Sammy, come on, that's not true. I don't want to take Will away from you.
And then I won't have any responsibilities, and no one will care if I self-destruct, and I can stab the bottle. Just give it to me.
Stop it. No, Sammy, you're hysterical. Stop it. You don't hold yourself.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you. I hate Kate. I hate my whole life. Look at
you. What? I'm sorry I have to.
All right, don't go away. I'm going to take a quick break. It's just a little teaser for y'all. If you've been watching The Chi on Showtime, it's getting intense. Here's what's coming up on the next episode.
Oh, fuck.
funny.
One of the donors just mistook your mom for the cook.
Come on, can we eat the dough?
A lot of these donors have never even had dinner with a black person, let alone a conversation. I mean, look around. We make them so uncomfortable. They don't know if they should hug us or ask us to shine their shoes. Racial harmony is a fantasy. I just wish it wasn't always the oppressed people's job to educate the oppressor. I mean, haven't we done that enough?
I like you.
Me too.
I am going to get another glass of wine. Very nice to meet you, young lady.
The pleasure was all mine. Nice outfit.
Thanks.
You dress up for me or for the event?
What you think? So, you gonna buy something?
Try this. Are you going to buy something?
Are you going to buy something?
Nah. Auctions remind me too much of slavery.
So you have me repeat the question just so you can say that. Anyways, speaking of slavery, I got an extra ticket to the civil rights exhibit. Want a row?
You just happen to have two tickets?
Yeah.
Did anybody ever tell you you're a really bad liar?
Just meet me there tomorrow.
Don't get mannish.
You gonna meet me there or not? Are you going to meet me there or not?
I'll be there.
All right, welcome to part two of Soap Night. Now, here's another one of Lucas calls another woman Sammy on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Lucas got busted. Alright, here we go, General Hospital. Johnny, Claudia, and Rick on the docks. Here we go. Elizabeth Weber talks with Xander.
What are they fighting about?
None of your business.
Yeah, I think I might get back together with Elizabeth, are you? her last time, in case you missed that.
Alright, we're about to wrap up. Here we go, we got Gina Tognoni's first appearance as Dinah Marler on Guiding Light. Enjoy!
Dinah, it's so good to hear your voice. I was just talking about you.
With whom?
Well, it doesn't matter. Is everything okay? Are you safe?
I'm at home. How are Blake and the kids? And Bill, oh my gosh, I haven't seen my brother in so long.
Everybody is here is fine.
Harley?
She's fine.
And Cassie Winslow, how is she?
You still thinking about Cassie?
I guess when the guilt crushes me. I've had a lot of time to reflect, Daddy. About what I did.
That's good, sweetheart.
I'm sorry. For everything. All the pain I caused, the trouble. You know, I live with heart's death every day. And, I guess he was the only man I ever loved, so when I think of his children growing up without a father, it's hard to go on sometimes. I'm so sorry.
I don't know if I can make this sound right, but it is good to hear you say this, because your remorse, Dinah, is a positive thing. Don't you forget that. Now, you never answered me. Are you okay?
Well, it's hard. Life. Stupid life. I don't know. I guess it's just hard. Mom and Matt send me money.
I know, yes.
But when I go to pick it up, I spend hours trying to see if the police are waiting to jump out of a van or something trying to arrest me. To go outside anymore. I'm just scraping by.
I'm sorry, Dinah. I'm so sorry.
Isn't that weird? No life on the run. You really can't go anywhere or do anything.
Is there anything that I can do? You know that you can count on me. I'll do whatever you want.
I know, and you know what? That means so much to me. Thank you. I will call you again soon, I promise, okay? Bye, Daddy.
Alright, here's your last one. It's Stefan and Gabby as she introduces herself as Mrs. Stefan DeMira on Days of Our Lives.
I strongly urge you to... I'd like to thank you for your service and let you know that we have already begun looking for a successor. Though finding a DeMira may prove difficult.
Mr. Shin, you can call off your search. I can step in for Stefan.
Pardon me.
Not only am I a great businesswoman, I'm also a DeMira. no need for you to search for your next CEO. You're looking at her.
Is this some kind of stunt?
No, no. We've been together for quite some time now.
We've been keeping it a secret to avoid any appearance of impropriety.
And we were just tired of sneaking around, so we made it official.
And you knew you were probably going to be fired.
No, that's beside the point. The point is, you need a new CEO, and I cannot think of anyone more qualified than Gabby. She has incredible vision, drive, and ideas. Just look at the success she's had with Gabby Chic.
Thank you. And no learning curve. See, I know Demira inside and out.
So, Gabby will keep things running smoothly until these ridiculous charges are cleared. And when I'm back, together, we will take this company to the top.
This is a lot to take in. I will have to speak with the board.
I'm happy to answer any questions that they have. But given my record, I think that they will appoint me. See, I have all of the qualifications, and I happen to be the only Mrs. Demira available. Ooh, not exactly.
Well, I had so much fun hosting Soap Night with you. And now, here's my announcement. So excited. Alright, I'm proud and excited to announce that I am going to be co-host with Take Two Network. You know them. They're the ones that have the cool podcast with 3 million listeners, entertainment interviews, and they discuss everything from Bold and Beautiful, Young and the Restless, General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, recaps, and they're on iHeartRadio and Spotify under podcasts. I can't wait to be joining Pam, David, Caroline, Anthony, and Candace on the second and fourth Thursday of the month to discuss daytime and so much more. Alright, I will catch you on the flip side. And don't miss my debut. I start tomorrow on the 9th at 7 o'clock. So, tune in. Good night.
What do you want, Deacon? I might be one of those people you swindled, extorted, stole from.
That sounds to me like you need a lawyer. I got that news for you.
Don't make assumptions. Assumptions will come back to bite you in the ass. You see, Deacon, you're not very bright. That's why you're in here. Speaking of here, how much longer you got left? 6 more years?
Yeah, I got 6 more years. What's it to you?
How would you like to get out?
Yeah. Right.
Right is not an answer.
It's a stupid question.
It's a stupid answer to my question. No, I'll tell you what. Let's you and me, let's have a little fun. Because something tells me you don't get to have a lot of fun in here.
I like games. What do you got in mind?
A quiz show. That's what we'll do. We'll do a quiz show. We'll call it, How Do I Stop From Getting My Butt Kicked in the Joint? Now, I will ask you, because I'm the host, right? I get to be the host because it's my game. And, well, I'm out here and you're in there. So, when I ask you, would you like to get out? Your answer is?
Sure, I'll play along. Yeah, I'd like to get out. Did you bake me a chocolate cake with vile in it?
That's funny. You see, quiz shows, they're fun.
And no, I didn't bake you a cake. But I do have an offer for you.